For Brittany Guittard and her family, life without horses would be inconceivable. Like her father, Brittany started riding at a very early age until proficient and then moved into competition. Now that passion is being nurtured with her own children, 9-year-old stepdaughter Dakota and 6-year-old Mac. Growing up, she cannot remember a time when there was never a horse in the barn. Horses were a family affair, and she attributes her passion for them to her father, who like her started riding and competing at a very young age, and her love for riding to both her parents. She has happy memories of her first pony, Mischief, who came along when she was just a year old. Barely walking, she remembers waiting for Mischief to lay down so she could get up on him and go for a ride once he stood up. The two became inseparable best friends, spending all their time together. Once she started school, Mischief would wait for the bus to drop her off in the driveway. Reminiscing over the years, Guittard transitioned through several other horses passed on by family and friends. With horsemanship and barrel racing already a family hobby, local competition days began for her as she honed her skills on her father's horse Dandy, a seasoned barrel horse, an amazing animal that taught her many things. Together they competed in team penning, the art of separating cattle into pens and one-on-one with cows, another penning activity. When Dandy retired, he was followed by Jay, who belonged to Brittany's mom. More competitive skills ensued. Together they participated in halter, showmanship, English and Western pleasure, as well as trail and English jumping. A diagnosis of scoliosis at the age of 13 brought Guittard to Sick Kids for surgery to correct the issue, and then again at the age of 16. Long recovery periods followed but did not dampen her spirit. It was during this time a small Palomino named Mystic, a seasoned barrel racer, was introduced to her, and the two had plenty of time to bond. After her full recovery, the two entered competitions both locally and in Michigan. Guittard began traveling more by herself to her events. Age and health issues set in, and Mystic had to be put down. Guittard then learned how to shop for a new horse to work with. She chose a green broke mare named All Breeze Bayou, Breezer for short. The two consumed the better part of a couple of years training together as they attended many clinics in Michigan before starting into competition, doing rodeos and barrel shows locally, and in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana. With dedication and hard work, they became a competitive team. Barrel racing can be described as a worldwide sport where 3 barrels are configured into a cloverleaf pattern. The distance between each remains constant for competitors of all age groups. Riders can choose to do the barrel on the left or right first, and the team, horse, rider combination, finishing with the best time wins. In 2012, Guittard qualified for the National Barrel Horse Association, NBRA, World's Competition. My dream since I first started barrel racing was always to go to the National Barrel Horse World Championship in Perry, Georgia. By qualifying at the Michigan State Finals, my dream came true in 2013. You had 2 runs to qualify for the actual world finals that would allow only 250 riders to move forward. My second run qualified, and in my next run I ended up placing 4th in the 5th division at the Worlds, she said. A short time later, Breezer was retired and Guittard married and started her family. As the wheel turns and the cycle through the generations repeats itself, Guittard purchased a new horse, Elmer, to ride and show with her own children as they began to grow. However, her riding time with Elmer was short-lived. In 2018, Guittard had to come to terms with the fact she was facing yet another back surgery, and a second one on the heels of the first. The devastating news she will never ride a horse again still has not dampened her spirits, and she finds great joy in watching her children spend time with their mini ponies, a mini donkey, and Elmer, who is also very happy at the prospect of being given purpose once again. I am able to teach my children riding by first starting them on a lunge line and then moving to the ring, Guittard said. It brings me joy to see how happy they are and how much fun they have. I could not give up horses completely. Now I enjoy my old retired barrel horse Elmer by brushing and spending time with him. My children started riding as soon as they could sit in a saddle. They love and take care of their 3 mini horses and 1 mini donkey. This includes cleaning stalls, brushing, and riding. Often they just spend time in the hay feeder talking to and petting them. They have shown locally at Laird Fair and fairs and shows in Michigan. The people at the shows are longtime friends who have watched me grow up and now are watching my children. The kids get to make friends with the same interests as them. It seems like having three generations enjoying the same thing makes it such a family sport. Horses are definitely a lifestyle, and going to shows is like a reunion with friends every weekend. Due to COVID, we have been home during the summer enjoying them in our own yard. The kids can't wait to get back to the shows, having fun and seeing their friends. Both of her children started riding and competing at 2 years of age on a lead line where the parent leads the child around the barrel pattern. If your child shows interest in horses, Guittard suggests getting them involved in one of the many summer camps in the area that are a great way to get their feet wet and learn about horses, how to care for them, and how to ride. Lesson programs are also a great way to get your child involved. There are competitions locally at Laird, Bruce Mines, and in Michigan circuits as well. I do love that my kids enjoy riding horses and competing, however, we do leave the choice up to them. They have created friendships at shows and have learned a lot of great life lessons. Riding horses and competing helps to teach them responsibility by caring for their ponies and horses. I had the pleasure of visiting and observing Mac and Dakota on two occasions. They demonstrated some exercises with their mini ponies and mini donkey. They progressed from a lunge line to some pole bending when they were ready, then on to some riding in the ring and the barrel course. What was even more impressive was to witness Dakota transition to Elmer after graduating from a lunge line, give instruction to him while riding the barrel course with assistance and instruction from her stepmom.